You. And we give you the glory and honor and the praise for it. Thank you, Father, for this honor that you've given me to minister your word. And I count it an honor indeed. But I don't depend on myself. I'm resting in him who you've given me to dwell with me and on the inside of me. That is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I rest in him. May he speak through my mouth. Think through my mind. That glory will come to you. And the hearers will be blessed. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said,
Amen.
Once again, I want to go back and read our theme verses, which is found in the book of Hebrews, the 6th chapter. And actually, it begins in chapter 5. But I'll just pick it up this evening at verse number 1. Of chapter 6. It says, therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on into perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptisms, of the laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. Now, upstairs, give me verse 1 of Hebrews chapter 6 from the New Living Translation, please. I want to read, matter of fact, I want to read verse 1 and 2 from the New Living Translation. It just breaks it down a little for us. It says, so let us stop going over basic teachings. Now, that doesn't mean that you stop reading the word in those areas, but that means we need to be consistently learning. Amen? Because faith does come by hearing, doesn't it? Amen. But there comes a point where we should be spiritual enough to go on, but yet come back for refreshing. All right. So let us stop going over the basic teachings about Christ again and again. Amen. We need to get it. Let us go on instead and become mature in our understanding. That's so important. And I'm going to tell you something. Anybody that thinks they're mature in God, if you're not living by the word of God, if you're not walking with God and obeying him, you're not mature. Doesn't matter how long you've been saved. So let us stop going over the basic teachings about Christ again and again. Let us go on instead and become mature in our understanding. Surely we don't need to start again with the fundamental importance of repenting from evil deeds and placing our faith in God. Go to verse 2, please. You don't need further instruction about baptisms, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. Amen. Now, I'm coming back to the resurrection of the dead here in a few minutes. At least I plan to. Amen. But I want you to go back to verse 1 again. Man, here's the reason I believe that this was written to us. Sometimes folk just don't get it.
That's right. Yeah.
Sometimes Christians, they just don't get it. We are told to receive the truth of God and to walk in that truth, which is His word. Jesus said, "My word is truth." Notice what he's saying here. Let me read it to you from my New King James Bible. Just leave the New Living up on the screen for a moment. But I want to read it to you from my New King James Bible. Verse 1 says, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on into perfection, that's maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works. Repentance from dead works. In the New Living Translation, we see repenting from evil deeds and placing our faith in God. And one of the things that really concerns me as a pastor and as a Christian, that some believers want to have it both ways. They want to have it both ways. God is supposed to be more to us than just fire insurance. You know what I mean by fire insurance? You don't want to go to hell. But yet, you want the world. Turn in your Bibles to the book of James, real quick, chapter 4. How many of you believe that the book of James was written to Christians? Verse 4, where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. In other words, God, what can you do for me? Lord, bless me with more finances so I can go out and do my thing. We ask for the wrong reasons. He went on to say, verse 4, adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with who? The world is enmity with God. Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Whoa. I do not want to be an enemy of God. Amen. Give me that verse 4 there, New Living Translation, please. You adulterers, don't you realize that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God? I say it again. If you want to be a friend of the world, you make yourself an enemy of God.
Glory to God.
I didn't write it. The world is pulling and pulling and pulling at too many believers. We need to prioritize things in our lives. Hallelujah. We need to prioritize things in our lives. We need to be able to clearly see what's most important. And that's God and walking with Him. Amen. I refuse to be an enemy of Almighty God by walking in disobedience. Now listen to this, verse 5, New King James. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously. But he gives more grace, therefore, he says, God resists what? The proud, but gives grace to the humble. Verse 7, therefore submit yourself to God. That's in your Bible, right? Therefore submit yourself to God and do what? Because the devil works through our flesh. Hallelujah. Therefore submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and if you resist him, he'll do what? He'll flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, who? You sinners, and purify your hearts, you what? Double-minded. I didn't write the book, folks. I'm going to read you one other reference, and then we'll go on in to something else. Turn to Romans, the 12th chapter. Probably pretty much know it by heart. Verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you do what? Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed, how? By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove, that you may be a living, I'm saying this myself, that you may be a living example. Of what a child of God should be. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So verse 2 again. Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that what? Good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Repentance from dead works. Hallelujah. And we need to lovingly warn our brothers and sisters that are straddling the fence. That's a dangerous place to be, because you can certainly get hurt. You can get hurt. Bad part about it, sometimes folk get hurt and they blame God for it. I'm so glad I have a Heavenly Father that loved me. But I have a Heavenly Father that tells me the truth. And I have a Heavenly Father that will chastise me. Bible says he chastises us. How does he do that? By correcting us. By correcting us. Correcting us through his word. Amen. Sometime when you read the word of God, just in your own study time, you know, it'll step on your toes, won't it? Amen. The Spirit of God right on the inside us will convict us about some things, won't he? I said, won't he? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Is everybody comfortable in here today? I'm sorry about Sunday. Tonight, rather, if you're cool. It's too cold now. Glory to God. Brother, see if you can help your brothers and sisters out there. We got it fixed, folks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. I was looking over at my wife, and she's kind of shaking. So most of the time, she's too hot. And I don't mean to be telling your business, but
everybody else knows it.
All right. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. All righty. Now, let's go back real quick to Hebrews 6th chapter. And look at verse 2 now. And it goes on to say, of the doctrine of baptisms, which we've covered that, of laying on of hands, and we've covered that. And listen to this, of the resurrection of the dead. See, there's some things, and let me finish, and of eternal judgment. You know, there's some things that we need to know and have settled in our lives.
That's right.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, here's the thing. As a believer in Christ Jesus, I have hope.
Yes.
We have hope, don't we?
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. I want you to turn in your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians. I've been here many times, 4th chapter. I want to go here again this evening. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We need to know about the resurrection. We need to know about the resurrection of the righteous. We need to know about the resurrection of the unrighteous. And I probably won't finish this evening, but we'll get started. In 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, I'll begin reading at verse 13. Listen to what the word of God says. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren. See, that's the reason we just can't remain. We got to continually learn and grow in the things of God. Amen. I want to know as much as God reveals about our future. We don't know everything. We don't know everything. But I tell you what, we can know what the word reveals. So he said, I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep. Now, he's not talking about those that have gone to bed or sitting in their recliners and, you know, kick back, sleep, which I've done a lot of. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about those that have died in Christ Jesus. Amen. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest ye sorrow as others who have no hope. Hallelujah. The longer I walk with God, the more excited I get about the things of God and the future that I have with Him. And I hope you feel the same way. We are not hopeless people. But when you don't know what the truth is concerning the resurrection of the dead and the future of the saints, you can become hopeless. Amen. Verse 14, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, if you believe that Jesus died and rose again, let me see your hand. Amen. We're about to enter into the resurrection season. Amen. Praise God. I believe he died and I believe he rose again. Glory to God. And I believe that he is now seated at the right hand of God the Father, making intercessions for me and for you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus, not those who died without him. But those who are asleep in Jesus are those that, we can say it, died in Jesus. He's going to bring them back with him. Yes. Glory to God. Well, you happy yet? For this verse 15, for this we say to you, and listen, hear me good. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. They're going to be resurrected first. Glory to God. We got loved ones that are with him right now, with Jesus right now. And when Jesus, if we're still here, and there's a real good chance we'll still be here when Jesus come to catch away the church. If we're still here, he's going to bring them back with him. Our loved ones. Think about your loved ones right now that you know is with him. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. They coming back with him. And their bodies. That was buried in the earth or whatever happened to them, the drowned at sea, whatever happened to them, God Almighty is going to put it back together again. But this time it's not going to be mortal. It's going to be an immortal body that will never, ever, 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 ever know sickness, will never know disease, will never know hurt. And that body is going to be joined with their spirits. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me read again, beginning at verse 16. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we, everybody say, then we. See, we still here, we're not going to be left out. Then we, who are alive and remain, shall be what? Shall be what? Caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall what?
Always.
What?
Always.
Say what?
Always.
Always be with the Lord. And then this is what he told us. He said, now comfort one another with these words. Comfort one another with what you just heard. You know what? My mom and my dad is with the Lord Jesus Christ. Kathy and Wilhelmina's mom and dad's with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know you have loved ones that's with the Lord Jesus Christ. We are not to mourn.
That's right.
We are to rejoice. Are y'all listening to me? We are to rejoice because if we are in Christ, we're going to see them again. And there will be no more funerals. See, that gives hope. We as believers have hope. Hope in the resurrection. Think about it. Think about it. Rejoice over it. Rejoice. We have hope. We have hope. Glory to God. Thank God for long life. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Ruby told me she's going to be 91 tomorrow. Glory be to God. Isn't he faithful? Glory to God. And it's good to live a long life here in the earth and serve the Lord. Because listen. Once we leave the earth, our ministry here in the earth is over. So we got to do what we can do while we're here. I'm looking forward. I'm excited about going to be with the Lord, but I don't want to check out early. Because I know I may be in my earthly body. You hear me? I may be in my earthly body right here on the earth, but I'm just, are you ready for this? Glory to God. I'm just as much a citizen of heaven as any saint that's already with him. I'm part of the body of Christ. My name is written in the Lamb's book of life. So I can spend what time that we have left serving him. My body is a citizen of the earth, but my spirit and my soul is a heavenly citizen. We have dual citizenship.
That's right.
Bless the name of the Lord. And see, we as believers need to know that and rejoice in that. Sometimes I see Christians, I think, oh dear God, they have so little hope, if any at all. We just, listen, brothers and sisters, we need to know what the word of God says. We need to know what God says about it. Paul wrote this. He said, this is the word of the Lord. That's what he said.
Yeah.
This is the word of the Lord. Jesus is coming back. Amen. So if he come back while we still in the earth, we win. If we bring us back with him, we win. In other words, we win. Bless the name of the Lord. Somebody ought to give God praise for that. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to read you just a few more verses, and then I'm going to quit for tonight. Turn to 1 Corinthians 15, chapter 15. First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. But I tell you a mystery. He said, but I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. In other words, what he's saying is we shall not all die, physically die. But we shall be what?
Changed.
What?
Changed.
We shall be changed. Glory to God. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and listen to this, and the dead will be raised, what? Incorruptible, and we shall be what? Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible, he's talking about this body, has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, what?
Death is swallowed up in victory.
Therefore, death, where is your sting? Oh, Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. Glory be to God. Who gives us what?
Victory.
Say what?
Victory.
Say it again.
Victory.
The victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to end right here with this one. Please listen. Remember in Hebrews 6, we talked about repentance from dead works, right? We got to move on. Look at what it says in 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be what?
Steadfast.
Be steadfast. What else?
Immovable.
Don't move away from what you know, the truth you know. Don't back off from it. Be steadfast. Be immovable. Always doing what? Always doing what? Glory to God. I think we got to get that one up on our road sign some kind of way after Resurrection Sunday. Y'all work on that for me. Not the whole verse, but let me read verse 58 in, because I'm closing here, but I want you to get this. Get this in your spirit. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, be immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have hope. Amen. And let's remain steadfast. Praise God. Not running after the world. Not trying to satisfy the sins of the flesh. But running after God. And he promised that if we would draw near to him, he would draw near to us. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for this word that's not going to return to you void. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for the wonderful promise that we have as believers in Christ Jesus. Thank you for the future that you've given us through him.